for the Vegas games, because the offense is going to go more through him, Keon, and Nemias, and Jordan Ford. So they're going to have to take up the scoring load.
You know, I liked what Keon Ellis did defensively, especially. He's always, you know, kind of hustling. And Keegan, I thought he had some great moments on defense as well. You know, some nice blocks that he had.
Kessler struggled a bit, it's true, but his off-ball motion, his hustle, he knows where to be and win. If he can just not be a liability on offense, he will be a bonus for this team.
Welcome to the Sports Ethos Sacramento Kings podcast. I'm your co-host, Daily Saponis. My other co-host, the OG, Jill Adge, is actually at the California Classic, but I am here tonight with my co-host, Elizabeth, from the Beam Unit podcast. What's happening?
What's going on?
Elizabeth, someone dropped a 40-piece tonight. How'd you feel about it?
You know, I'll be honest. The first quarter and half of the second quarter, I was snoozing away in Napville, you know, because I'm an old person and you got to take your daily naps. But I turned on the game, you know, watched, you know, the rest of the game from basically the halfway through the second quarter and on. Keegan is just, I love what he's doing out there. People can argue, oh, it's just a summer league game. But he's showing us that he's being more aggressive. And the most impressive thing that I've been watching is that he's getting to the free throw line. I think that's a huge part in his development. If he can continue to get to the free throw line at a high rate, I believe he was only, you know, averaging like one free throw a game. If he could bump that up to maybe five a game in his second year, I think that would be absolutely huge. But look, like, we are going to see a star rise before we know it with Keegan Murray. He has that work ethic. He's been putting in the work all offseason. You know, obviously we've seen enough. You know, he's not going to play in the Las Vegas Summer League, but in which I'm okay with, you know, the two games here were completely fine. But yeah, I'm just excited to see him continue to grow and then, you know, watch some of the other guys. You know, I liked what Keon Ellis did defensively, especially. He's always, you know, kind of hustling. And Keegan, I thought he had some great moments on defense as well. You know, some nice blocks that he had, which is very important in today's game. But yeah, no, super excited for this game. I love what he was doing out there.
Yeah, 100%. And Keon Ellis with his three stocks. It's like, my goodness. Continuing from where he left off last year. And then Keegan Murray with his three blocks. And it's just nice to see him challenging himself at the point of attack. So I think that's impressive. And then I'm not imagining this, but Kessler Edwards did hit a turnaround jumper, didn't he? Nice little fadeaway. That was beautiful.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing is these guys, you know, can develop within these games. I mean, this is the time to kind of, you know, work on their own games both on both sides of the ball. You know, we obviously know what Kessler Edwards can bring, you know, on the defensive end. But if he can, you know, make an impact offensively, he could definitely get some, you know, minutes in the rotation coming into the, you know, regular season and things like that. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see these guys continue to grow together. You know, it's an exciting thing to watch. I really like, you know, what Colby Jones is doing so far. He just has that solid, like, motor. You know, he's that guy, you know, he's like a Terrence Davis type, you know, player, you know, that just always is going to hustle for you, always do the little things, you know, maybe not always the flashiest at times, but he's always going to give you 100%. So I'm excited to continue to see him develop as well. I thought Kata had some great moments tonight, you know, a couple nice hook shots, things like that. So, yeah, Summer League, it's fun. You know, people, you know, want to kind of like, oh, you know, whatever, they're playing against G Leaguers or, you know, people that don't even be in the league. But this is still, you still got to make shots in today's league. You know, shots just don't automatically fall. So them to work on their games, it's just an exciting thing to watch.
Well, I know I've mentioned this before, and I think a few of our experts who came through the Sports Ethos Sacramento Kings podcast have said this. But some people have said Josh Hart as the comp for Colby Jones, but Rafael Barlow in his episode on Sports Ethos Kings, he said Bruce Brown. And I totally agree with that. Just pure connective tissue type of player. Yeah, Colby Jones looks like the truth. Just a perfect complementary piece. And I'm excited for the Vegas games because the offense is going to go more through him, Keon, and Nemias, and Jordan Ford. So they're going to have to take up the scoring load. I'm a little afraid just because Keegan has pretty much put this offense on his back over these last two games. But we'll see what the other guys can do, especially Nemias Keita. Hopefully he gets more reps. We are going to open up the mics now. We're going to get Naima in here as well. Welcome, everyone. We appreciate you coming through. Sonia, Mitchell, Bung, Somersault. Keith, man, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just saw was what we've been telling people in NBA circles. If you want to get technical, what we've been telling people in NBA spaces before good old Elon screwed this whole thing up for a full calendar year now. And that is that Keegan Murray is next in line. And I'm not talking at this point next in line as far as like Kings greats. Next in line is that he's going to be an NBA superstar. Obviously, no one wants to rush to conclusions, but the man just put a 40 piece out for the whole world to see. 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, 6 of 11 from 3, 55% from the field. This guy, all he did all summer was work in the gym. You never saw Keegan Murray the whole time. We all have social media. Everyone's got a phone. Everyone's taking pictures. You never saw Keegan Murray all summer anywhere other than next to Fox, babysitting the prodigal Fox, and then in the gym. That's all he's been doing. All he's been doing is babysitting and playing basketball. And I love the fact that not only is he next in line, but it's not one of these things with this guy where you worry about, oh, what's going to happen? Is he able to handle the fame? Is he able to handle the money? No, he's a normal person. He rarely says 5 words in any conversation. And he's just one of those silent killers, man, where it's like, maybe he's a little, how do you say this, in a good way, socially awkward. He's not going to be the life of the party, but when he gets on that floor, he's going to bust your ass, man. And I think it spoke volumes tonight how he didn't have to play. He didn't have to go out there and play, but he did because he knows he wants to get better. He knows any kind of repetition, any kind of competition is going to make him better. And I go back to this daily. I thought about this all offseason. Those first couple of games in the playoffs, he struggled mightily. I was telling Sean, I was like, man, we got a problem. We got a big problem here. Like Keegan, he might be a liability. The moment looks too big for him. And then he went out game 4 and 5, even 6, and he was phenomenal. And that spoke volumes to me right there, that he was learning on the fly as a rookie, 7-game playoff series. And he was one of the reasons we were able to get the series to 7. I think he's next in line. The dude is phenomenal. And it just bodes well because we talk about all these moves. Yeah, it's great to see Vashenkov come over, all this and that. But at the end of the day, man, you could sleep well at night, Sacramento, because not only do you have the EuroLeague MVP coming over, not only did you swing a trade to take a flyer on Duarte and the ankle, you can sleep well because who should have been the rookie of the year last year, it all signs point to this guy breaking the fuck out and just having a hell of a sophomore campaign. Light the beam, Keegan Murray, next in line.
Let's go. Thank you for that. I think people underestimate the beauty of just having playoff performers. And we have players on our team, vets, who have been to the playoffs, and they did not perform as well as Keegan Murray. So the fact that he does that in year one, are you kidding me? And we all know he's just getting better. We see it before our eyes right now. I'm beyond excited. So it's nice to know that De'Aaron and Malik have a fellow playoff performer to run along with them. And then hopefully Sabonis, Herter, Barnes, they step up and play the way we know they can in the playoffs. So, you know, Joseph, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, the game was fun again, especially towards the end there. Yeah, Keegan is him. He's going to be great next season. 40 piece, awesome. And he has some. He's doing moves off or creating off the dribble. He's getting to the basket. It's not just all threes, but he can shoot those too. So, Keita showed some good things tonight. He had that block on one end and then went down and scored in the paint. So that was cool. I look forward to maybe him being that third big guy or something. And then that O'Connell kid, that kid can shoot. I hope he gets on a roster somewhere. And then, yeah, Ford looks solid. Colby's looking great. So, yeah, just a fun game.
Yeah, no, like we said the last time we were here on Monday, he just might be the steal of the draft if he continues to steadily improve like he has been, as far as Colby Jones is concerned. Liz, any other takeaways?
You know, I think about this too, as you know, how many wild takes there was out there. When the Harrison Barnes re-signing happened, and kind of trickled down the effect of things like that. This front office, they have the faith, I think, in Keegan Murray to take that next step in year two, which shows a lot. And I get it. I know Kings fans hate the word patience, because we've seen, so much disaster for so many years. But when you finally have a plan in place and a front office and a coaching staff that is capable of doing the right things and making the right moves, you have to trust their ability and you have to be patient with that. And I think, with them, not wanting to go the Kyle Kuzma route or the Jeremy Grant route, things like that. Yes, it takes two to tango and, both of them have to agree, to sign. Who knows if they were even interested really in Kyle Kuzma with the deal he got. Same with Jeremy Grant. But I think it just goes to show that they're confident in what they're building here in Sacramento, and they were okay with running it back, based on what they had last season and then what they were able to do, in the off season. Bringing Sasha over, I think, is definitely going to help, especially, maybe with the Harrison Barnes. I mean, he's, Harrison Barnes is getting up there in age. He's getting older. So playing 32 and a half minutes, 82 games, that's a lot on a body, especially of a 31-year-old. So if the bench can help kind of offload that and he doesn't have to play so many minutes, that's definitely going to save the time, for when the playoffs come and hopefully make a deep playoff run. So I'm happy that this, this front office and this coaching staff, they're not doing those flashy moves. They're being patient with what they're doing, because they trust each other and then they trust in their players to make those additional leaps and only get better. And I think what we're witnessing, yes, it is summer league again, but with what Keegan Murray's been able to do so far in the summer league, just kind of showing that he is working on his game and making those small little strides, I think is going to go a long way. So if he can make a jump in this year too, this team's only going to get better from there.
And who better to know how much we're going to improve than our coaching staff? They know what we have. And I'm sure Mike Brown and his staff and Mike McNair are working hand in hand as far as who they feel is going to step up and whatnot in the pieces that we need and the growth that our players are doing. It's like, I think they know that Keegan was going to make a step. I think they know that Trey Lyles is working hard over the offseason to fulfill his role next year. So, you know what? And I forgot who it was. One of your favorite pundits out there was like, well, how much better are the Kings going to improve? And he went down this list. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. And he goes, They didn't get anybody. They didn't get anybody new. They didn't get an impact player. Are they really expecting Keegan to improve that much, and so on, right? And it's like, what happened to a team getting better because they have continuity the next year? You know what I mean? You still have to play with each other, and you still have to get to know each other's spots and whatnot. It's like, that has to count for something. And but people dismiss that all the time. Ray, what's going on? Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see everyone. It's good to be back at Summer League. I'll be honest and say I had a moment when we were going through all those free agency things and having some of those questions on my head too. But I think it was Joseph. You said it looks like Keegan Murray's kind of moderately improved, and I guess I'm just gonna have to say I think it's a lot more than moderate. I think that what we're seeing is someone who's already pushing himself and playing physical. He was going through dudes. And hitting, you know, and shooting 10 plus free throws a game, earning those free throws by playing physical on both sides of the ball, and his shot creation, step back three. Are you kidding me right now? So these are things that, you just wouldn't have expected. And I guess, it's probably a break for him, 'cause he's probably, getting tired of playing Fox one-on-one every day. And probably a little easier playing in summer league than that, I'm sure. But I just think that was cool. Someone talked about Alex O'Connell, and I remember seeing him last year and remembering he was just this leaper, and I didn't see much in the shot, but he's money. And maybe it's, we'll see how it plays out in Vegas too, but you shoot like that, there's got to be a roster spot somewhere, you know, for the guy. So I think that's pretty impressive. Colby Jones just looks like an NBA player. And he is super physical too. You can see he doesn't bounce off people. People bounce off him. And when he goes through screens, it just, it's pretty obvious that, he knows how to handle himself out there already. So I think there's so much to be excited about. Sasha sitting next to Monty McNair, and then Mike Brown coming over, and Jay Triano and Jordy Fernandez. You just have to wonder, like, how big of a role and how quickly can he transition? Because, he has some skills that are pretty unique, especially with his off-ball movement. 6'9" shooter from anywhere on the court. So, I could go on and on, but I just wanted to kind of share. I think most of all, there's a ton of optimism seeing what this team's doing.
Ray, thank you for that. And I'm glad you pushed back a little bit on the improvement of Keegan. I think there's a significant improvement. Dare I say, people are going to say he made a big leap this year, but we'll see, right? It's only preseason, small sample size, but yeah, he looks ready. And then I'm glad you mentioned Sasha, because what he does and his skill set that he has, it's perfect for what we do. We're not going to just have him stand in the corner like probably 90% of the teams in the league. He's going to be involved in a lot of motion and a lot of things going on in our offense, and he has the tool set to do that. So we're going to use him properly, I think. And you know what? If he balls out in training camp, he may be our starting four. You never know. All right, Bung and then App. What's up, Bung?
Well, both nights here at the California Classic, the crowd has chanted for Light the Beam, and there have been many disappointed kids both nights. And you know, it probably is the right move, though, to, you know, it's going to be a little classy. You can't be lighting the beam in summer league. But J.J. Redick, I think about it all the time, him saying that we got to retire it and wait for the playoffs. They don't get it, man. They don't get how much we love this and how much it represents the love we have for this team. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that would have really loved to see the beam here in summer league, and we're expecting it. And so it's got to happen in the regular season, and it better not be ending anytime soon. Not next season, the one after that. This is our goddamn gimmick, man. We gotta ride this thing out, okay? You know, I love it. And, bro, Keegan Murray, I just imagine it's just him and De'Aaron Fox, and they're watching, what is it, the All-Star game, like 88 or something? Rolando Blackman with the free throws to win the game. Confidence, baby! Confidence! Keegan's got the confidence, man. He's got the confidence, and he's got to keep doing it, keep pushing that, like, there's so much more we can get out of this kid. You know, it's just summer league. You know, you can't go crazy over a 40-point in a summer league, but it's still 40 points, and there's a way he was scoring. Three guys over him, fade away from the free throw line. Who is this man, Kobe Bryant? I mean, I I love it. I love this team. The way we're moving to experimenting a lot of different lineups, a lot of shooting, Alex O'Connell. I love to see Jake Stevens. Kessler struggled a bit. It's true. But his off-ball motion, his hustle, he knows where to be and when. If he can just not be a liability on offense, he will be a bonus to this team. So, you know, I know we got a couple of big Kessler fans in here. I'm a big Kessler. He's just got to work through this a little bit. Tough to see. So, the rest of the team, though, even Nemius Cato, we're draining threes from the corner and warm-ups. He looks great. Kessler, I think he's got to get with, you know, Lethal Shooter or somebody, reform that shot, because he's too smart of a player not to be on this team.
No, I agree, man. Absolutely. App, what's going on, man? Good to see you.
Yo, what's up, Daly? What's up, everybody? I didn't really watch the game because I was at work. I probably watched only, like, the first 2 minutes of the game, so I can't really comment too much on that. But one thing I just did want to talk about real quick is when I seen that picture that Risa posted with Fox and Vizinkoff, it just gave me a thought of, like, how, like, a year ago, probably about 65% of his band base wanted Fox gone, wanted him out of the city, didn't think he was going to be a leader, didn't think he was going to be the face of our franchise. And what a year it's been for him. Just on the court, obviously, we all know what he's done, you know, clutch player of the year, leading us back to the playoffs. But I think the biggest steps he made was off the court, being such a leader, you know, really taking the mantle, you know, being a real mentor to the young guys like Keegan and Keon and even Tex and Kobe, you know, when he got drafted. These are second round picks and our franchise player don't have to. And he's taking on that responsibility. He could be anywhere in the world with him and his lovely wife and his son and taking a much-deserved break. But, I mean, he's in Sacramento. He's working out. He's being everything that we want him to be. And I just want to say I'm just so proud of him, especially in this last year, just super proud of his effort and everything he's doing. And hopefully it's going to be another good year for us.
100%. And shout-out, Risa. That is definitely wifey/partner goals. You know, you want somebody who's going to push you and make you better. And you could totally see the difference in De'Aaron. You know what I mean? Post-marriage, dad strength, De'Aaron. It's a totally different vibe. Thank you, App.
I'm pretty nervous about Kata. I don't know. I feel like he's had ups and downs in these two games, and it's his third summer league, so I'm starting to get kind of worried he's not going to make the grade.
Maybe on a regular contract, yeah, but if he's still on a two-way contract, you know, I would not give up on him. I just think I see way too many flashes of brilliance on his part. It's just going to have to take a while. We talked about this Monday night where it's like, yeah, sometimes centers take 5 to 6 years to develop. So if it takes him that long, I hope it's still under our umbrella, under our system, instead of, you know, we let him go and then he develops under some other program and becomes an absolute stud for another team. You know what I mean? So I don't know. How long do you think we should have patience with him?
I think we should. I heard something interesting from Ham. I think it was on D'Lo and Casey, where he said that there's a good chance that that third two-way was offered to Kata, and his agent said, no, let's play it out because there's an open roster spot, and let's see if he can earn that first.
Yeah, and I think that's a summer league is a great way to prove it. This game was actually great for him. He cut down on his fouls. I think he only had 2 compared to the 19, or I'm exaggerating, like 7 or 8 that he had in the last game. So he cut that down. He shows patience on offense. I like his pump fakes. Defensively, he had, 3 blocks?
Yeah, I think he's been really great on defense, especially in this game under more control. I love seeing when he plays with more force, and he actually think he had a pretty good dunk in this game, so definitely better than the first game.
Right, and like we said on Monday night, it's just nice to have a big body in there that's a deterrent, because when you see him, you know, you're less likely going to try to take it to the hole and be confident that you're going to make it. I mean, granted, there are some elite guards and wings that can do it and lay a ball up over him, but he's going to alter shots regardless, more so than Sabonis would. So if he's the backup big, I wouldn't mind, you know, as long as it's not a foul machine anymore. But we'll have to wait and see until the regular season. But, you know, I'm sure our coaching staff will know. Liz, any last words?
No, I mean, I'm just, you know, excited to watch, you know, the rest of the Summer League games in Vegas. You know, Keegan Murray's not going to play. So it's going to be exciting to kind of see some of these other guys, you know, get more of an opportunity to, you know, score and do things on the offensive end as well. I'm excited to see, you know, Colby Jones, see what more he can do, you know, on the offensive end. I'm excited to see even Jordan Ford, you know, maybe what he can do. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who's going to make that final roster spot. I think they're maybe confident that one of these guys are going to come out of, you know, training camp, making that final spot instead of signing someone, you know, out in the league. I mean, they're probably hoping maybe someone within their own would do it. So yeah, I'm just excited to watch, you know, some more Summer League basketball.
Yeah, I just want to see what this team, this current squad, Summer League squad, can do without Keegan in Summer League. I'll be there Friday. I'm excited. I get to see Big Victor Wembanyama play. I can't speak right now. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. So I can't wait to stand there in the heat as I wait to go inside the building. I heard it's going to be crazy. So we'll see. That'll be my first experience. All right. I think we are out of here. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the rest of your summer and enjoy Summer League. And we're out. See you.